Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
With the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me. No possibilities of getting what I need.
Welcome back. 17 Till, Little Heart, bringing us back this, Anna and Nancy Wilson. The Wilson sisters. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with our good friend Mike Musa. We're talking about the generations. And Mike, when we went to the break, by the way, folks, Mike's book's called They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X. When we went to the break, you were talking about a Gen Xer who was managing a baby boomer, right?
And the Gen X manager was really trying to create an open environment of communication up. And remember, this was not necessarily a small business, but I think you find them in your small businesses. Maybe it's the delivery guy, maybe it's the service guy that's been with you a long time. You know, and they're so conditioned into having a boss that tells them what to do and then they do it, versus an environment that the Gen Xer was looking to get everybody engaged and have it more of a team activity, you know.
And you're saying the boomer was more used to being told what to do and clicking their heels and saying yes, boss, whatever, whether they liked it or not. And you're saying the Gen Xer was trying to get everybody to buy into the solution, and the two generations clashed at that point. Then, how do you resolve that, Mike?
Well, I'll tell you what. I sat down and talked to the young manager, and I said, I was laughing, you know, and I actually told him a story, and I said, when you sit down with these folks, tell them, hey, listen, you know, I think it's really important that we get every, you know, Blanchard had a great phrase, none of us is as smart as all of us, you know. And I want to get everybody on board, and I want to get as much input, but, you know, understand that ultimately this is my decision, okay?
It's not a democracy.
I'm the one that's responsible for it. I am the decision maker. You're going to go home. I'm going to be evaluated on this decision. I want your input, but ultimately it's my call. And that was kind of a unique way of blending the democratic style.
Do Gen Xers have any issues with that? Boomers don't have a problem making a decision. Maybe we make too many decisions unilaterally, but do Gen Xers have a problem with that, or do they wait and let the group make the decision?
I wouldn't say that it's a macro generalization that they have trouble making decisions. But one of the interesting things, though, is that, you know, they're used to having so much information, access to so much information at their fingertips, that oftentimes where a boomer would make the call off his gut the way you and I used to, the Gen Xer will do a lot more research, get a lot more input, because they grow up in an age where they could get just a ton of data in a very short period of time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I do. I agree.
You know, and it's just a matter of understanding the different cultures that they grew up in. One area that they have come together, though, is, you know, similar to what your last guest was talking about, when he mentioned the new stat out from CNN, the 84% of employees out looking for a job, even in a recession period. You know, this issue of trust with management is still huge, you know, and people just don't trust management. And it used to be a generational thing. Now boomers don't trust management either.
Why do you think that's the case?
I think it's great.
What happened in 2008 and what happened after that?
Yeah, I think it goes way back, Jim. I think it goes back to the late 80s and the 90s in the day and age of the LBO. And everybody had a dad or a mother or a daughter or a sister or their best friend's mom or dad, you know, get laid off in their eyes, or you and I have both led organizations, but in their eyes, for no reason, or putting profit above people in an organization. I think it started to erode, and then I think the ethical issues in corporate combined
Do you think that those values that you just described, that the Gen Xers are reacting against, those values that they think are not right, that they feel were mean, unfair, greed, whatever the motive was, do you think that bodes well for those people as they emerge into leadership and as they start, you know, claiming they're part of the marketplace and the society? Do you think that bodes well for us?
Yeah, I really do. And I'll tell you why. Number one, I've interviewed, as you know, close to 700. And I've never had a Gen Xer say, get the organization before they get you. You know, it's more of a subtle thing. It's not a, I can't trust these guys, so I'm not going to go with the flow. I'm not going to listen to my boss, so on and so forth. I'm going to be stubborn. It's not that at all. But where I think it is a positive is that I think Gen Xers have lived through an experience where they know that in their heart, transparency is inherent in engagement. You know, and I think one of the big differences, when you and I were growing up, there were things that I needed to know at my pay scale and things that my boss needed to know, and that didn't bother me.
Right.
And I think the younger generations, you know, they want to know that information, and that permeates itself in their leadership style in terms of sharing more information. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. And I think you're right about that. I think that they get indignant when they don't have the information that you think that they don't, you know, if you're withholding information from them for the right reasons, I think, as you say, they're not, they don't like that.
Well, and clearly there are a million reasons why you would withhold information, a potential buyer, a merger.
Lots of reasons.
Relo. And how you communicate that rather than not communicate. I think the communication is, listen, we're looking at a lot of opportunities and there's things that are going on, but let's remember our mission, man. Our mission is to provide absolutely the best service in our XYZ niche in a small business that we possibly can. And as long as we do that, we're going to be successful and continue to grow.
When we come back, I want Mike to talk to us about the Gen X and Gen Y combination, about how those two groups, how they're different, how they're the same. How do they work together? We'll do that right after these messages. By the way, folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check that out when you get a chance. Mike's book is called They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.